What's up, Rockstars? It's been so long since I've talked to you, and I am so excited to actually do an update. I know it's been a while, and for that, I am apologizing here and now. So sorry for taking so long to get an update out to you guys, and thank you so much for being here. It's been pretty crazy here. I've had a lot of work. I've had a lot of other stuff going on. We're going to cover a lot of that. But I just wanted to say again, thank you. And, what you guys do here is truly amazing. And the things that, it allows me to accomplish, with a lot more ease and a lot less worry about whether or not I'll be able to do something, is incredible. It really is. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope you like the update. First of all, there is a lot of sound going on. I wanted to get this update to you today, which means I'm recording in the daytime, which means it's loud in my house. That's just how it is. It's loud until everybody's asleep. And then even then, sometimes one or kid or another is up. And so it's always crazy. But so I'm going to be going over some news video stuff. I'm going to be going over some 3D printing stuff, a paint contest, maybe some end of year stuff, and then Halloween. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about my news videos. So, as you know, they take a lot of time. And if you didn't know, they take a lot of time. Just the amount of reading I do and the research I do, the editing, the putting it all together, organizing it, making sure I understand at least a basic portion of what it is I'm covering so that I can actually talk about it instead of just like viewing it live and just having kind of live reactions. I actually do kind of pre-read usually at least the campaign page, sometimes some updates, sometimes some comments, sometimes some news, sometimes some BGG articles. I do a lot of work to get all that out. And it's great. It's great that it's useful for people. It's great that people like it. And it makes it totally worthwhile that I know that the videos are helpful. Additionally, if you hadn't noticed, there was kind of a gap between the last one and this one, where I had a bunch of unboxings and reviews and other stuff I needed to kind of get out and get done, so that I didn't have necessarily a news video, so it just kept piling on and got bigger and bigger, to where they're about an hour long at times, 40 minutes plus typically is, I think, kind of average. Part of that's just how I talk. I talk a lot, as you guys know, but part of it is also just the amount of content there is. When you take out my kind of rantiness and you take out kind of my verbose explanation of everything, it's still a lot. I mean, if you look at the links down below on any of those descriptions, it's 20, 30, 40 items, on any given video. It's a lot. It's a lot. And so, with that being a lot, I've actually started getting some comments, and it's just some, but I know if only some people are commenting it, other people are thinking it. So I'm going to be having essentially a vote, and it'll be public. But also have a private one here on Patreon, and for YouTube members. But, really, I'm just trying to figure out if I should break those videos up into smaller chunks. There's some pros and cons to both. So, the pro of keeping it all together, it's a kind of a one-stop shop, right? You know that once I drop one of those, that it's going to have everything that I'm looking at and talking about and interested in. And it's kind of just this one central thing that we can kind of focus on. And of course, that also means that it probably gets a ton of views, right? It's at least 10,000 plus typically every time I upload that, and can go up to 17, 20, 21, 22 even at times, which is cool. You know, that's great. It means that a lot of people are find it useful, right? But a lot of people are just skipping around too and aren't interested in every little bit. And so breaking it up would do a few things. It would make it to where I could have them more often, to the point where I could almost do a video a day, I would imagine almost. I would still record it all at once and then just do several intros and outros. And I'd organize it a little bit differently as well too, but I would probably just do the same thing I'm doing now, where I'd sit down. I'm just not then editing it into one huge video. I'm editing, you know, the first quarter of it and then the second quarter or whatever it ends up being. My tendency is to just kind of keep adding more and more stuff, and it's hard for me to not do that. But it might be more beneficial to have certain themed ones, whether this is an industry deep dive or this is just a what's new on Kickstarter, or maybe it's a mix of each one. I don't know. Again, I'm going to have some votes on to see what people think and see if they like the kind of one big video on Friday typically, or if they like, you know, maybe it to be more more rapid pace. I did this, if you recall, I used to just do a monthly video, and that was getting crazy too. And then I broke it up to say, well, you know what, I'll just do news as it comes out more often, maybe about even once a week. And now it looks like I might even be doing it more than that. I don't know if I actually said the comment, but the comment essentially said, like, hey, this was great, but it was honestly too much. Like, the info dump is just too much to really comprehend. I have to then go back and, like, look at all the description and all that kind of stuff, and that it might be nicer just to have kind of a closer to 10-minute, 15-minute video that I can watch daily and not have to break up into multiple. I guess some people can't watch it all at once, and so they'll watch part of it and then have to, you know, try and find their spot later, if depending on the device that they use. And I can understand that issue as well. So I'm going to be having a public vote because I want everybody's opinion, because it affects so many people. But I also want to have your guys' opinion, because I know you guys will give me quality feedback. And I know that obviously you guys are like my core audience, the people that are like really care about the channel and care about me and care about what we're doing here, as opposed to just, well, I, you know, have a commute at, you know, this time every day, so I'd like to do it there because of my personal reasons, which is fine, and that's valid, but I'd like to kind of have both, and then I'll kind of talk about it and decide what comes out from that. So I'll be having a vote publicly on my channel, but then also privately here for you guys. So be looking forward to that. That should be coming out soon. Okay, let's talk about 3D printing. So the Elegoo Mars 2 Pro came. I have the resin. I've been printing mostly nonstop. That being said, I've been printing mostly on the bed and support post with no miniature attached. So I've been having a lot of struggles with it. It's been a task. I imagine some of it's me. I imagine some of it's just the fact that, again, I always talked about this more as a high. It's not like a printer. Like, I have an inkjet printer that I click the print icon on a website or a page or something like that, and I might even change a drop down from high to medium to draft or something like that. But otherwise, that's pretty much it, and then it just prints and it works, right? 3D printing is obviously more complex, it's more involved, and the tool sets aren't super standardized and all that kind of stuff. So especially with resin printing. So with resin printing, you print upside down, and you have to have these support posts to print on it. And so with that, the supports are kind of a difficult thing I've been struggling with. But I've been struggling with pretty much anything you could. So it's been interesting. I'm going to have to wait a little bit even to do a first impressions. I wanted to do an unboxing and first impressions with a board game miniature focus, because that's obviously my strong point and what I actually care about. Because you can print all sorts of stuff, and I'm sure I'll print all sorts of stuff, but for the most part, I want really cool minis. I want to be able to print inserts. I want to be able to do all this cool stuff with it. So that's kind of been long in the making, but it's been taking a long time. Like, to add supports to a file, I'll spend an hour or 2 hours. Like, it's been crazy how long I've been trying to do just to get this. Like, when I make this video, it might be the most hours I've ever put into a video. Just because of how much time it's been taken to kind of troubleshoot things and all that. And I guess it's great because I have a very good experience now of like, okay, this is like worst case scenario. This is what happens when you first get a printer. You fail all the time and you do all this and you try all this and you waste all this. And anyway, it'll be interesting. All right, so hopefully it's not too out of my house, but my goodness, it's chaos out there, as it always is. So if you guys didn't know, by the way, I have 4 children. They're all insane. I think part of it is because my wife and I are saying, if you're part of our Discord, we're both on there and you understand kind of what's going on there. We're definitely a family personality. I guess that's probably the nicest way to word it. I don't know how boring we really are, but I feel like, because it's funny, because, you know, we meet, you know, the kids, you know, friends, family or something like that. We go to family, like a birthday party or something like that. And I don't know what other people do, but they seem really boring. Anyway. Okay, so 3D printing, taking a lot of time. I think it'll be very helpful. I don't know of another video that really focuses on a completely new person's experience on something like 3D printing, but then also has that board game focus, because unlike printing a Lego or a screw or a funnel or anything, you know, whatever other people are doing, you know, who knows what. I don't know what people print. I'm really just doing miniatures and these complex miniatures. And I'm trying unsupported versus, pre-supported versus auto-supported and all the... There's a lot here, and I think it might be pretty unique. And therefore, I think it hopefully will be fairly helpful for people that might be interested in jumping in. Okay, next, November paint contest. So this is exciting. We often do on Discord a kind of a very casual, funny, goofy contest. That's in air quotes. I'm doing finger quotes by my face right now. You can't see it, but I am. where we just like, it's kind of like whose line is it anyway? All the points are made up and they don't matter. And it's goofy and fun, yet it's still actually fairly motivating. Well, we decided. Mainly because my wife is hyper competitive. I think that may have been the catalyst for this, but we decided to do a more legitimate painting contest. Again, I will be publicly announcing this, but it's only for patrons and YouTube members to join. So that will be the case. If you are a YouTube member and you would like to be added to Discord and it's not automatically doing it, it should. But if it's not, let me know. I'll get you attached to our Discord. We have a private channel there that the judge, our very own Bandit Inku, if you haven't checked out his YouTube channel, it's great. He doesn't do as many as me, but they are way higher quality than mine. And he focuses on miniature painting, and he's a very skilled artist and does wonderful jobs. He'll be a great judge. And we wanted him to be the judge because, first of all, again, he'll make a good judge. And because if he competed, he'd win. And we don't want that either. So... he has volunteered to kind of judge this, and there's some rules posted and on the Discord, and essentially at the end of November we'll all submit a one piece to be judged, and the judge or the winner will actually winners will be categories and stuff like that. We'll get a bunch of YouTube my channel merch, the King of Average merch. It's worth saying my name out loud like that. So that's, I guess I stumbled on that. Anyway, and we're talking like hoodies and shirts and stickers and mugs and all sorts of fun stuff like that that you guys can have. There might be more, there might be less involved. We'll play it by ear. I think a lot of it depends on how many people are participating, of course. But we are actually putting money into this and wanting this to be something fun and cool where you guys can get some awesome stuff in return, hopefully. So, that will be coming up in November. You can go in and start planning for it, but you can't paint yet until November. So, right now we're going on the honor system. We might make you hold up a newspaper with the date and take it. No, it won't be anything like that, but, it'll only be painting in November. You can prime and clean up and all that kind of stuff to your heart's content, though. So I'll be posting about that in a little bit. I won't be posting it today, but that's that. Okay, so I want to talk just briefly about end of year stuff, but this has already been going on for a while. Essentially, if you've been a follower of the channel for a year or two, you know that at the end of the year, I do a lot of kind of end of year stuff. The stuff I'm covering changes a little bit. Of course, I'm still doing the new stuff. I'm still posting any... painting videos that I might have completed. I've already started working on Zerong, but I have not finished it yet. Again, those take a while to edit. But anyway, with that, I do a lot of, end of year stuff, like a top 10, a game of the year, looking forward to 2021 stuff. What was my favorite campaign? All that kind of fun stuff that I actually really enjoy doing. It's a good way to kind of look back at the entire year and, really to see all the crazy stuff that happened, all the crazy campaigns that went on, and I remember that. Oh man, that game was back in January, was it? Oh, that was such a fun game. All that kind of stuff. I really enjoy it. It's a great way to, like I always say, I always like to celebrate the industry. I know I report on industry stuff, and a lot of it's negative, but I love this industry, and I love talking about all the cool and awesome stuff in it too. So I'll be excited about that. We'll talk more about that. I'll dive more into that in a future update to you guys. So other than that, we have Halloween coming up. As you know, or I guess I've said a few times, I have four kids. Youngest is for oldest just started high school as a freshman. Youngest is in second grade. So we got a good range. And I'm not sure what Halloween's going to be like this year. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know if we might just have to go to like a trunk or treat or something like that. Cause I don't know how many people are actually doing door to door, candy stuff. I don't know. How's it like with you guys? I would honestly like to hear what, if you, do you have plans? Do you, are you going to hand out candy? I don't know. I don't know what to do. So it's been kind of interesting. Anyway, I'll just end on saying that, you know, work's been crazy as well. I always say that, but it's tend to always be the case these days. We're trying to do different stuff. And so we're all new at what we're doing. And so it's a lot of, I want to do something basic, but I have to Google and figure out how to do it. And nobody's, it's not a well-documented area, of work either. And so it's taking a lot of work and a lot of time. Actually, I'm going to be working a little bit later today on the weekend, because I got to get some stuff done for Monday and it's not done yet. So I got to do it. It's, you know, work's always crazy though. I don't want to just complain about that. Guys, thanks so much for hanging in there. Thanks for always being there and for dealing with me and my eccentricness at times and my delayed updates at times and just in general being awesome, cool people. I feel so honored and humbled that all of you are here and I'm happy to have you guys to be able to talk to and to hang out with. You guys are all super cool people. Enjoy the rest of your day. Don't work like I am. And I'll talk to you guys again sooner than the last gap. I promise. I will. I'll even if I have to do this at 3 a.m., I'll do it. So anyway, take care, guys.